On Philip's sample, Pete at Desert and Curated, his date is 07/16/2022. Dictation is for Miss Courtney Haron. Haron spells H-E-R-R-O-N. Courtney spells C-O-U-R-T-N-E-Y. Date of birth is 01/24/1998. 24-year-old female here for routine follow-up period. Next paragraph. Patient has a history of leukemia, hypothyroidism, obesity. And uresis and depression. Here for routine follow-up for these conditions, the medication refill period. She states that since her last visit, she has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. And today says, she's been having some pain, period. Next paragraph, review of system. Patient reports back pain, denies. She reports back pain. She states that she and her mom was in an argument. Her mom pushed her down and she fell, hitting her buttocks. And since she's been having pain, said the pain radiates down to her buttocks behind her thigh. Describe pain as sharp and sometimes numbing, period. Next paragraph. And patient reports loss of interest and stuff that she usually does and wants to be in bed all the time. Says she's out of her depression medication and would like to have a refill. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes. Period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert, oriented, obese young lady. In no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 100% of room air. Blood pressure is 124/87, pulse 98, respiration 18, temperature 97.5, period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no menstrual signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, mid inspiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, abdomen is soft, distended, secondary to obesity, no rebound, no guarding, no rigidity. She has normal bowel sounds, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, microtubules, papules, no vesicles, or bulli, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next line, back, she's tender diffusely in her lower back, worse on the right side. No step off, no crepitus. No deformity, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, microtubules, papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Neuro, she's alert, oriented, times 3. Cranial nerves, 2, 10 is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is morbid obesity. Number 2, lumbar radiculopathy. Number 3, aneurysis. Number 4, leukemia. Number 5, hypothyroidism. Number 6, insomnia. Number 7, depression. Next paragraph. Patient was given a prescription for a MRI of her lumbar sacral spine. She was advised that it's important that we get a study so we can further assess her radicular pain, period. Next line. Finger stick was done in the clinic today. Finger stick was 90. Patient was offered labs, namely CBC, CMP, lipid profile, A1C, vitamin D, T3, T4, and TSH. She declined citing funding. Next paragraph. Our medication were refilled as follows. levothyroxine 50 micrograms, 1 PO daily for 90 days. Number 90, next medication, desmopressin 0.2 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 90 days, and 2 PO QHS for 90 days. Number 360, next medication, hydrocort 10 milligrams, 1 PO Q in the morning and 1.5 in the evening. For 90 days, number 135, next medication, gabapentin, 300 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 30 days. Number 60, next medication, Wellbutrin ER, 150 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 30 days. Number 60. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of the dictation.